welcome to AI JCast, a podcast featuring conversations and performances at the intersection of art, inspiration, and justice. I'm your host, Martha Ames Sanders. On this episode, Deborah Lynn Rodriguez. Deborah Lynn is a folk rocker from Appalachia, and she spoke with us backstage at Wild Goose Festival back in September. But before we jump into that conversation, let's listen to Deborah Lynn Rodriguez playing live on the cafe stage at Wild Goose Festival. So you are doing multiple things here at Wild Goose.
Yes, I am.
Tell us about them.
Well, I just had my cafe set, so it's my original songs.
And you got a whole band with you.
I did. I had a little three-piece band, and then Wyatt, who played in my band, we did his set, and I played for him. I'm playing with a band called Nine Beats Collective. playing with them tonight. I'm also playing on the house band. And then we did Waking the Goose this morning. I don't know if you're around for that, but yeah, several things.
I was awake, yeah.
Yeah. Several things, all the music.
And you play multiple instruments.
I do.
So run them down for us.
Guitar is my main instrument when I'm singing, but keys, bass, drums.
Man, so you're a one-person force. You could do it all. You're like yeah. Prince.
I'm not like Prince. If I were like Prince, I don't know what we'd be doing. But yeah, I do. I am a multi-instrumentalist, and I love that. I love that it gives me opportunities to jump in and play with different groups, and I enjoy that. It makes my heart really happy.
Yeah. What is it about playing with different groups that you enjoy so much?
I think it's the energy. Like, each group kind of has their own vibe, their own energy. They've got their own gifts, and so being able to jump in and kind of be part of that and receive from that and then add my thing to that is just, it's a blessing. I love it. I'm a 7 on the Enneagram, so I'm an extrovert to the extreme.
Yeah.
And so
that's a good way to be.
I love being with the people.
Be in all the music,
yeah.
With all the musicians.
Yeah.
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 Do you enjoy that more than doing your own stuff? Is it a different subset of energy for you?
It is very different. I'll tell you, lately I've been able to bring on a full band to play my stuff. That's the thing. I love the energy of having lots of people, but I do love being able to express and sing my songs, and it's like the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you feel like you learn something when you're playing with another set of musicians that
always.
You can bring to your own?
Yes.
Yeah.
Always. This band I'm playing with tonight, we hit this reggae tune, you know, earlier in rehearsal, and I was like, okay, this is new. I have never done this.
Right? Reggae yeah. bass is a whole
yes.
different ballgame.
Yeah.
So my entry, and I think there's probably a lot of people that are this way into your music, was the song White Suit.
Okay. Yep.
I wore a white suit to vote in 2016. My daddy wore a red hat. Thanksgiving that year, she got more than just a little awkward. Lord have mercy. Y'all pray for my mama.
I'm assuming, and maybe wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm assuming that is an autobiographical
song. It is,
song.
Yes.
For those who don't know the song, tell us about the song
yeah.
and what that means to you in terms of who you are and what you bring.
You know, I come from a small town, a very small place, where growing up, I didn't see a lot of people who thought like me or loved like me, and I'd struggled to think that I could fit in or that I could make a life or have a family in this little small town. And so I left and went to the big city of Atlanta and...
What?
ATL. ATL. Yeah. And the thing is, and you know, I have members of my family who think differently than I do, that vote differently than I do. And, you know, 2016 was like a crapshoot. You know what
yeah.
I mean? It was tough.
A little difficult, yeah.
Yes, but what I found, this beautiful thing that I found in living life and in speaking my truth and living my truth is that acceptance sometimes comes from really unlikely places. Mm. And so the very same family member that sit at my Thanksgiving table and rejoice over, you know, a Trump presidency or something like that is also the same family member that tells me about my sexuality, like, you're good, like, you're anointed, God loves you, you don't need to change, you can love who you love. And so it's just this dichotomy that, like, enemies and friends aren't always like black and white.
Right.
And I've experienced that. I've experienced a lot of love and acceptance in places where I didn't expect to.
And it feels to me like your story is probably not as unique as we think it is, but I also feel like it's rare and has something to offer to a society that is being more and more ripped apart.
Yeah. That polarization thing, it's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough, and I just don't know. I know that there's some spots we can get in where we can't give, we can't compromise, and also there's this thought that if we don't sit and listen to one another, if we can't find some
right.
common ground, how do we ever move forward?
Right.
How do we, so I'm always looking for that. Sometimes you can't find it, sometimes you can't find a common thread, but I'm always really happy when I can.
Deborah Lynn Rodriguez on AIJCast. We'll be back with more of our conversation in just a moment, but first, a quick word. As always, I point you to the AIJCast website, AIJCast.com, which is where you will find information about our artists, including their news, information, and products. That includes links to Deverlyn Rodriguez music and much, much, much more. Just go to our website, AIJCast.com. And now, back to more of our conversation with Deverlyn Rodriguez. But first, let's hear a little bit more of her music. Here is Deverlyn playing live on the cafe stage at Wild Goose Festival. I heard something in what you said about living your truth and how that, in a sense, almost anchored that in the midst of these relationships.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I'm wondering if that is part of what it is. It's not about finding the lowest common denominator. What can we agree about? Because then we never talk about anything.
Yeah, right.
We talk about what TV shows we watch. We talk about,
right? Oh my gosh,
right?
That's all we can talk about.
Yeah. You know? But you're talking about being honest and being fully yourself and how that, in a sense, kind of opened up this gateway for much richer and more interesting relationships in your life.
I have found that, and I continue to find that. I mean, standing in the truth of my sexuality was a big part of my story, and coming out was a big thing. But I continue to find that as I grow and as I develop just as a person, and having to stand in my truth, whatever that looks like in this season, and having to just, the people in my life have to just see that.
Right.
And like, let's talk about this. If this is something that's difficult for you, let's come to bat with that.
Yeah.
You know, let's talk about that. But what I found is that like the work really is here. The work is, can I stand in my truth and not be quite so worried about what everyone else thinks? But people respond to that. People, I have this song, it's a newer song called Show Me You. I don't need you. Thank you.
see me.
And this idea is like, show me you so I can see me. And we mirror love to each other, or we mirror, you know, hatred to each other.
Sure.
Whatever you're showing me, a lot of times that's what I'm going to reflect back to you. And what I'm finding is that when I can stand in authenticity, a lot of times that's received and it's mirrored back.
Mm.
But it takes some patience, and it takes some being willing to, if someone does walk away from me, that's okay.
Letting it happen,
That's okay, yeah.
Well, I'm assuming that there's got to be something in that family dynamic that gave you the ability to stand firm in who you are. Is that true? Am I making a wild assumption here?
No, I mean, I think there is kind of this live and let live sort of air about, you know, I'm from the mountains, and those people tend to be, well, us people tend to be kind of a live and let live people, but I was raised to stand in my truth, to be a leader and not a follower, you know. I think the people who told me that didn't quite know
what they were going to, right?
They didn't know what that was going to
be.
We
didn't mean that.
I mean, not that, you know, like, when are you going to grow your hair out? Like, never. Yeah, you know, I think in some ways I was raised to stand on my own feet and figure out who I am, and whatever that means is okay.
Yeah. The song you just mentioned, remind me of the title.
Show Me You.
Show Me You. What I love about that is what I hear from a lot of artists is that in some ways, the more authentically we are ourselves, the more we connect with others. That particularly, like, I think about this in songwriting. The more personal a song is, the more it is likely to connect with somebody in a way that we might not expect.
Yes.
As opposed to writing a song that tries to connect with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That is so true. And that's a temptation for me as a songwriter, or when I get up to talk about a song, sometimes I'm like, how can they relate to it?
Right.
And it's really sharing what it means to me. Usually that's going to be what somebody comes up after the show and they're like, I connected with this. The situation is completely different.
Right.
But you showing me you is what made me discover this in me. And I only know this because I've experienced this with other people.
Right.
People have mirrored authenticity to me. And that's given me the courage and the gumption to go, well, if they can be them, maybe, just maybe, I could be me.
Well, here's to Deborah Lynn being Deborah Lynn.
No, and Martha Ain being Martha Ain.
I love it.
Yeah. I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is awesome.
Deborah Lynn Rodriguez on AIJcast. You can find her and her music online at deborahlynnrodriguez.com. On our next episode, more music from Wild Goose Festival with The World in Lights. AIJcast is made possible through the support of listeners like you. We are so grateful for your support because it allows us to do the work that we do. So please do take just a moment and go to our website, AIJcast.com, and click on the link that says support. And we love to check in with you on social media. We are there on a multitude of platforms where our handle is, shockingly, AIJcast. Our theme music comes from our house band, Marg Fame. And we are engineered, mixed, and produced by the somewhat delinquent Al Mudeef, who thinks it's hilarious each and every time he pretends to be a production novice.
Okay, this is new. I have never done this.
And I'm your host, Marthame Sanders, encouraging you to create some beauty of your own. And remember that the world isn't truly beautiful until it's beautiful for all. Until next time, I leave you with justice and peace!